Hello?
Mr. Seacrest. Where?
Yes, sir. Did you get registered?
Excuse me?
Did you get registered?
Yes, sir, I did.
Where do you register here? Sorry, I fixed it. Thank you.
In Virginia.
Yeah, I thought you registered in California.
No, Virginia. I don't have a residence out in California, but I want to set up for the absentee ballot.
Too damn bad. Doesn't count as much here as there.
Well,
yeah.
I couldn't do it out there. I thought.
I know.
And the press would, you know, know.
They'd catch you. I know. Well, that's right. Bring you might as well get a good vote in Virginia too.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking that. I would hope that out of this press thing today that some of the more fair-minded guys would give us a, you know, a rather good play on the, not the content, which of course is irrelevant because if it's anything that has been said 100 times before, but more on the, on basically the style and so forth. Do you think we can get anything out of them, or what do you think?
I think so. The way you handle the press conference?
With the style, basically, is,
yes.
Well, the fact that it was held and the style, you know what I mean? That's really the only reason we did it. You know, there was no news to make.
I think so. I think we get some follow-up on that. Absolutely. There was some of that on the wires, and they were talking about it. I don't think it's an immediate thing that will come out of
the... No, I understand. It's no big lead.
Big tonight, but, and I think it'll play big tomorrow. I was not pleased at all with the television coverage tonight.
What'd they do?
Well, they handle it all right, but they're too tied up, you know, in the whole campaign atmosphere of things.
So what they do, they all play the...
Well, they, of course, put the government's so-called major foreign policy speech.
You
led on the show.
What they lead with us in what
respect? Well, the Vietnam thing, the tax thing particularly, the...
Well, at least that's better to be on a positive line than a negative line.
Oh, absolutely. No. The stories were generally good, but you know, they have a tendency here to move to everything that is done and to put it into the campaign atmosphere.
Right.
Today's press conference was not in that category.
Well,
and the Star didn't play it that way. The Wires didn't play it that way. But the damn TV. Played it that way, and I think we have to assess, as you said today, very carefully how we handle that.
Right.
We can't let that happen again.
And they played McGovern's foreign policy thing, you know. He didn't say a goddamn thing that he was not an isolationist, that I'm the isolationist. Well, that's so big
false. Well, one believes that. That's
a little, yeah. But they played it big, huh?
Well, they played this foreign policy thing. Yeah. But it's something we have to watch very carefully. I'm not concerned about it at this point, but
my guess is that really it probably isn't worth our while to bother with these press things, Ron. I mean, it only affects the writing press. It doesn't affect the television press.
I think before we do any more, I think we have to take a look at it in the next 2 weeks. It might be better, you know, like this radio speech this week, okay, that the Saturday, that will get play. Atlanta will get good play. I'm inclined to think that it's probably...
Why have the exposure?
Your effort that you put in today would probably be perhaps better placed at a speech to a group somewhere on, you know, some specific... a positive position that you've taken, you know, in other words, why you feel that your foreign policy approach is the approach.
I think that's what the press would say, Ron, but I don't think the speeches make a goddamn bit of difference.
Well, the press haven't indicated that. I'm referring now to television coverage.
Well, I think, too, that the television people say that, but I don't think it makes a difference with them either. The speech thing is a dead loser, in my opinion. I mean, they're going to play their own line, but the way the television failing to play the press thing today is just simply bad reporting, isn't it?
To a great extent, It is, yes. Absolutely.
I think actually the best thing to do is to, in view of the attitude of these people, is not to give them anything more. I mean, what the hell?
I'm not convinced you should do another one of these.
I agree. Okay, I was only kidding them there. Actually, and our staff, too. I have no intention of doing any more. I mean, the whole purpose is to sort of let Skelly and the rest of them burble around a little about it and then not do a damn thing. But well, what good's it do, you know? We've now done it, see?
Yes.
Now they can't squeal about it by the time they say, have you talked to Cronkite yet?
Well, he was sick today, but I saw him on the air tonight, so apparently he got better. I'm going to call him first thing in the morning.
I'd be very cold and tough with him.
No, I'm going to handle it just the way we talked about
it. Right. Don't give him an inch.
No, I'll have a report to you tomorrow, but I'm talking
good. About
I'm not, I don't want to...
No, I wouldn't be mean.
No, I don't want to give you the impression that I'm discouraged about the TV coverage tonight. I just sensed a tendency on the part of these guys to inject in a different way than the printed press has done and the TV, that, of course, has the impact.
Right.
The
TV, what matters.
Right. Into the political environment.
Right.
You know, the reasons why for the press conference and so forth, which is absolutely total, speculation on their part with no fact to it. And
was this Rather and who else, Gerald?
No, it was Valeriani, who I had a talk with today, and I'm going to have a talk with tomorrow about this. And I'm going to get together with Chancellor for lunch, because I think NBC, of all of the networks, CBS, of course, would rather... moves against it sometime, but my main concern at this point is NBC.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to shape up, and I'm going to have a lunch with Rather talk. I mean, with Chancellor and talk to him about it. Gerald was only right tonight, but I think we have to keep the pressure on them.
What would irritate NBC the most? Doing something with Cronkite?
It might.
Not bad ideas. And ABC, we don't owe anything to.
No, ABC, we're in fairly good shape with. We got to keep. Unfortunately, Gill's out with the vice president. He generally gives us a good shake, but Gerald, we just have to keep sort of off balance. He's just, you know, not too aware. But NBC, I think our best approach to them is a little pressure against Chancellor, who has a great deal to do with the content of the show.
Yeah.
And then other than that, just generally ignore us.
Yeah. Well, you know, we might, I see. Well, anyway, the main point about your conversation with Cronkite would be very congenial and the rest, but I'd get cold as hell as about, what are you to do about equal time?
Right.
That's the thing we got to know.
Right.
And when and so forth. And then if he says, well, we should go first and this and that, I mean, say, now, look, don't. Let's not be silly, Walter. I mean, what do you really have in mind?
Right.
Okay.
Okay, sir.